You guys, I'm so excited you found my podcast. If you've already been here, welcome back. It is Tara Rudy with Shift Your Life Design. And we are in a new series of 12 weeks to better you. And I just titled it now that. I don't actually have a title for it. But if you've been following any of my blogs, which if you haven't, I believe it would impact you and be in your best interest too, because I got lots of great information on how to stand up to the world of healthy lifestyles. And I honestly want you to get the best out of this next series of 12 weeks that you can. And this week we are starting with a little insight into rest and detoxification. We must go through rest and understand where we're at today before we can make any positive change. So most of us are gung-ho, we get excited, and we jump right in to any sort of change in our lives. But then we quickly let reality catch us and we slip back into our own norm because we're afraid of the change. How many of us go through this time and time again? I know I do. And I teach change and I teach goal setting and I teach health and wellness and I help people through illness. And so I want to encourage you. I want to help create confidence that you can too make these changes and you can come along on this surrogated journey to my health and wellness. So today I wanted to mix in the topic of fear because as my blog says, it's exactly what we need to bring the change into focus in order to succeed. So a little personal story last night. It was day one of 12 weeks and I'm here and I'm motivated. And as the day went by, so did my ambition and so did my excitement and so did my drive. So don't let that discourage you. Let it open you to your mind. What the hell happened last night in such short amount of time that I was quickly, easily readjusted to quit before I even got going? So this is what I'm going to bring to you. The fear is exactly that brain activity holding you back. It is your thoughts of why you can't, and it is your doubts in why you shouldn't, and it is your cravings, and it is your desperations, all the things that drive you away from your goal. So my goal is, it's obsessively huge, and I start there because my dream is to succeed. I am going to push through everything in me to reach that state of being. I want to be that person 12 weeks from today who stands up and says, I did it and I can. So let's get through this together, you guys. I need you. I need you. I need to build a relationship with you because you guys are teaching me everything I need to succeed. So if you haven't seen my blog, I offered you a little bit of a recipe on the detox and the best way to shift your path into your dream is to have a plan and to take an action, to take one step forward again and again and again. So I'm overweight. And I question myself, how did I come this far? What did I do to get here? And why do I deserve this? Why can't I be something less than this? Why am I here? What's holding me there? Why can't I see a change in weight when I step on the scale? I don't know the answer to this. Truthfully, I think it's in my action plan. I'm not digging in. I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not focused on. I'm not taking the requirements that I need to do to get that dream and to surpass that dream and let it come true, and then to move on to new fear, new goals, and new aspirations. So the heart of our weight, it's not in the weight alone. It's my perspective of my weight. You know, I think I got so comfortable that I look in the mirror and I think, I don't look bad. I look pretty damn good. I don't feel fat. I don't feel like I'm overweight. But why is that number showing me something that I know reaches obesity and yet I'm not feeling that way? Part of it is my perspective. Part of it is my experience. Part of it is my comfort zone. And part of it is that I've played this story out a time and time again, and I'm expecting something different in return, and it's not there. So I've truly been in a state of denial. I've been a victim. Why me? Why can't I? Why am I stuck? And so I'm bargaining myself back. You know, I think I'm going to jump right in. I'm going to go on the ketogenic diet or the intermittent fasting. These are things I need to do. These are my bargaining tips. These are my strategies that I've learned through social media and through books and through experiences and through talking to you. And I'm finished getting confused with all of this. I'm finished. So I'm stepping back out of my comfort zone once again, and I'm going into a place that will inspire you. And I'm going to accept myself as I am. And I am now going to journey past acceptance, and I am going to master it, and I'm going to set my intentions really high, and I'm going for the gold. Because everything feels so far away, I let that drive me back. So it's that depth, that dream, that ratio. And I'm telling you today to stop dreaming 5 pounds success. Start dreaming what you need. 54 pounds. How do I go from 1 pound to 54 pounds in a day? Because you know what? I'm ready and I need to make the change. So that's step one. What is your goal? What is your dream? What do you need to get through to yourself to make that passion come true? So you need to start with rest. Let's rebuild our brain power. Let's take today and be. Let's examine our notions, our thoughts, our behaviors, and really start to understand. What's paving my path today? Mindless eating, mindless nibbling, mindless tasting, mindless cooking, mindless preparing, and mindless physical action that I'm putting forth to myself and to meet that goal. So back to my rest. I gotta write shit down. I got to start to study my pattern, study my failures, study the time of the day that I'm struggling, study what I'm doing in comfort. What am I doing when I'm feeling energized and at my best? What's going on in those moments? I need sleep again. I need to put my phone down. I need to get off this device and start taking an action. I got to rebuild rest into my path, and I got to start to take some action, get back to my writing. Whatever happens when I wake up and 3 a.m. calls me to look at my phone to see as an excuse what time it is. Truthfully, I'm checking my media posts. I'm checking my Facebook. I'm checking my Instagram. I'm awake and I'm not focused on rest. I need rest. My body needs rest. My blood needs rest. My brain needs rest. My mind needs rest. It's all in rest. So the truth is, you need to study what your reasons are that you're not resting. What's waking you up? What's keeping you focused? What's driving you away from your dream? What's feeling completely out of control today? Can you do better? Can you make a commitment to better? In which way? Write that shit down. Write it down. Curate something great. Be creative. Dream big. And move through rest this week. Take time. Don't do it in a day. Do it tomorrow too. Make it your mission to write that goal down once a day, every day. The only thing I want you not to rest is your focus on the goal. The focus on what the heck it is you need to do to touch that goal that you're making today, tomorrow, and every day from beyond this point to help see your dreams to reality. It might be financial dreams. It might be being at your best health. It might be your best physique. It might be your best job. It might be a promotion. It might be building an empire, your new house, your new business, your new career, your new family, your new relationships. Focus on what it is that you're lacking today and let those rest with you this week. Let them really come to focus, and then what is really important will come into vision. Only once, though, after you do the next step, which is detoxify. Now, what are we detoxifying? We're detoxifying loneliness. We're detoxifying excuse. We're detoxifying less than anything but the best. We're detoxifying flavor, detoxifying boredom, detoxifying anything that has you with excuse. And I want you to rid that today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, until this week is completely exhausted of rest and detoxication. So I left you guys with a large pot of soup recipe on my blog, but I want you to read it. I want you to recognize what I'm detoxing in my mind. See if you can pick it out. See if my self-talk in that little message makes any resonation with any of you. Let's let go of all the diet fads and the reason we have to do more of something or do less of or discipline ourselves or motivate ourselves or why can't I, why can't you, all your attitudes towards why you're not good enough, and detoxify that mind again. Let's build self-talk back up and reignite the woman, the man that's living within you, and bring him back. Bring that other side out. It's you. It's there. You're just covered in toxins from not enough rest. So we're going to simmer on that this week. We're going to find our fears. In today's podcast, I promise I was going to bring into the talk about my fears. And so today, I'm going to just go through them with you. And I'm just going to start with, what if I can't commit for 12 weeks? That's a lot to give already on day two. But guess what, guys? The only fear that's frightening me there is commitment. What about if I continue to snack on my kids' food at the end of a meal because it pleasures me? That's honesty. I'm fearing honesty. That's the thing. That's the truth. What about if I am afraid to stand in front of the world with my dream, but then a little piece of me fails? I guess it's vulnerability then. I'm fearing the vulnerability of failure. So What about if you see a picture of me and I'm not your expectation of healthy? What happens then? I guess I'm afraid of judgment. Okay, so what about the detox symptoms? I'm starving, I'm jittery, I have a headache, I'm cranky, I'm lonely, I'm bored. I can't get through these symptoms. I think that I'm afraid of going through detoxification again, letting go of what I believed was the power to some sort of success in my health. I'm not going to fit it in. I'm going to miss sending you guys the message. There it is. It's commitment again. Ah, crap. I can't have my cheesecake. I want some chocolate. I want a cookie. I want to eat ice cream with the kids again. There it is. It's deprivation. What then? Family meals, and then I have to cook for me too? That's impossible. I guess there's a limitation fear there. So no money for the foods. I think I'm fearing prioritizing issues. What if I can't find the recipes? What if I don't have the food to prepare them here today? I think it's the fear of being perfect. It's holding me stuck. So guys, if you haven't followed me at all, I'm just going to let you know, I've just had a full thickness tear in my ACL and a meniscal tear that they had to repair. So they reconstructed and repaired. And so here's the excuse of, or the fear of pain. I can't get my cardio in today. It's going to hurt me. Again, I think it's more motivation that I'm fearing. So I am gonna fear the best version of me, because guess what, guys? I might be fearful of mastery. I'm not gonna let any of these fears complete me though, guys. So that's what I'm dreaming of today. How the hell do I sit with my fears and go through this with success on the other side? By starting at rest, at recognizing, at realigning, and then I need to detox my brain. I need to change the way I think. I need to get obsessed with my ability and my strength and my willingness and my motivation and my family as an excuse to move. Those are what I need to replace my fears with. I need to have them drive me through. Every single one of these fears are real to me, and I need them. I need them to remind me what I'm driving past today. So if I stop dreaming that I'm worth more, or that I can do more, I think I'm actually afraid of the energy that must go in, the positive thinking, the positivity to realign my path to success. So I don't know what's going to happen in the next 12 weeks, guys. I truly don't. But this isn't your schedule of what to eat and what not to. This is your potential life opportunity to change in every which way that you desire. But we are starting right now, today, detoxifying the mind. It has to begin at this moment, right now, before we can see ourselves to take those actionable movements forward. So I'm applying adversity today as my strength, as my tool, and I belong in a new hierarchy of strong. And I know that every single one of you do too. I know that you guys are representing something new. I believe that we are a nation of that is tired of just being. We no longer want to be fitting into middle class. Let's get to the extreme, guys. Let's get past where we are and grow our world to a better... That's our duty right now. 12-week duty is to commit ourselves one moment, one breath, and one action at a time. So some say that the goals are hard, but it's the little things that make the difference, guys. I don't know how many people tell you that. It's all a mind shift. It's all in the mind. You know what? Everyone has been telling me that along too, but I thought I was in the right place. I had ambition. I had excitement. I'm gonna do this just to reach failure again and again. So no more. So today, let's refocus, realign, rest, detoxify the mind. And you guys will have it too. So I think I'm obsessed with helping you because I'm on rest duty right now. I'm strengthening my leg again. And yet I'm craving my job as an NP. I'm craving the ability to work with you, to coach you through. Because guess what, guys? You're helping me too. And I need the motivation. I need the support. And I need the reason to grow my posse to get through something I must do for me. So the time is now, whether I help you or you fall off, today might not be everyone's moment, but for me it is. And it's my day to share with you a little more wealth of how you must get through this week in rest and detoxification, and will move us through the next 12 weeks, gaining a little bit more insight into what it is that will get us to the top. So thanks for listening. The quality of my podcast might not please you. I am new to this too, but guess what, guys? If I let that fear hold me back, I wouldn't be able to use this avenue to reach you or to reach me. So guys, again, thanks for listening. I can't wait to encourage you through, and I can't wait to hear from you. I know you want to talk because the first step is your honesty. I need you to share. I want your story. I want your insight, and I want your tools too. This week, I signed up for something that starts in a few weeks, a 10-week challenge to my success. To be more strong mentally, physically, emotionally, is to get back into my lifestyle of healthy living. And she's a part of me. Her little journey is building me. So there's enough room for all of us to get through. So let's work together. Let's tap into one another. And let's get through all the conflict of ideas that are roasting out there and burning us up and stalling our brains and influencing every step that we take because we want to be in good shape at the end of the day. So do what works for you today. I don't care if you'd make that detox soup, but for me, I'm trying to get back to Whole Foods because next week I'm going to touch on the value of what our nourishment can do. So thanks again. Have a good week, everyone. Find me at www.shiftyourlifedesign.com or on Instagram, TaraRudy_shift. Hey everybody, welcome back to Shift Your Life Design with Tara Rudy. I am your host and I am excited about bringing you 12 weeks to a fresh start in your life. And my focus in my journey is weight loss. It's been there again and again, and it isn't a waste, all my repeats, but this time I want to set forth the value of digging in where it matters most. So let's start with today's topic, restoration, restoring the truth. I hope last week brought you a bit of rest and stillness to help you formulate honesty and self-reflection and maybe identify what's truth in your struggles with your goals. So restoring our foundation, I offered on my blog a framework for restoring our lives, and that framework is key to a holistic well-being. We can't just focus on one tiny little aspect of our life without it shifting 10 other areas. So is there balance in your world? Or would you like to or need to learn how to restore that first? The balance of everyday living. Are you spending enough time focused on your family? Are you 100% all in on a career and neglecting your finances and your saving plans from there? There's a lot of work to do in many different avenues of life. And this podcast, my blogging, your action plan will help you break through and rebuild that framework for your success. So what is a foundation? For me, a foundation exists as the footings of something new, the groundwork, the stability at the bottom. And that means we need to dig into our roots and figure out what has worked successfully for you and what is not bringing any positive change into your life. So I hope last week you were able to become more clear on why you're struggling with maybe it's weight issue like me too. I hope you were able to find some time to listen to your reactions when it came to meal times. I sure did. I know I struggled, and as if you're following my Instagram, you would see I'm a little bit addicted to good tasting food. I like salty and sweet, like most of you, and I do love the comfort of filling entire plate, sometimes twice. And I dislike sensations of hunger. I feel stressed, and I feel like it triggers a warning sign. I don't feel like my body or my mind can function without good food intake. So I needed to listen and restore the rights that the food needs to bring to sustain my health and well-being. So I made room this week to restore the foundation because I feel like my foundation is a bit skewed. I've tried learning about so many different things to get myself realigned with my goals, and it all surrounds itself with food, and basically that is the foundation of my success. And I have to learn what nourishes me best, and I got to let go of basically all the rest. There's a lot of theory on a lot of different ideas, and I need to bring back my foundation, the one that works for me, the things I've learned that actually empowers me to continue on a journey to succeed. So years will go on, and I will continually learn, and I will continually fail, but restoring the ability to review your failures is the biggest learning clue to opening a door for yourself to make anything come for you. So the basics of our foundation is essentially the food amount, what we're taking in, our food composition, macronutrients, micronutrients, junk foods, fats, saturated fats, all those food compositions, there's value to them. And if you're not in a good place with your foundation of food understanding, it might be important for you to seek some help, to learn a bit stronger foundation about what value food can bring. So also you need to recognize the keys in restoring staples while shopping. How is your shopping guide? A lot of people say shop the perimeter and avoid the inside. I like that concept, and I ask that you take an inventory of your kitchen with the same concept, but with a different lens. I want you to see my blog. There's a nice printout, and there's some value in understanding what you already know. It's in your cupboard, and just relighting the focus on foods you have on hand and what they can do to nourish you and what they can do to hinder you and how you need to find balance to continue to use every type of food at its best capacity. So there's other talk about knowing our foundation is learning hunger cues, listening to our reactions. When we're eating, are we eating fast? Are we eating slow? Are we eating to dive into a second bowl? What's triggering you in your mind while you're consuming? That's a foundation of your truth. And we need to restore those things if they're not nourishing your goals. So the battle is learning mindful choices, mindful portions, learning to stop comparing yourself and someone else's journey, because what works for you is a unique entity that you must get back. So the pleasure of food must continue to always be there for you. If you don't continue to enjoy the foods that you're consuming, you're setting your foundation to crack. So colorful, rich produce are very nutrient rich, and we know that from every Google search out there. But for me, I need to restore the value of those nutrients. Why am I eating what I am when I do? That's my foundation, and it takes work to understand your pattern and to break old patterns and restore yourself back to eating for good health. For me, my goal, if you read, I'm trying to reduce animal protein. Basically, I'm going into a world that I don't quite know well about, and I want to continue to work in a world that I'm not familiar with, because that's where self-awareness and the magic will begin. You have to be challenged in your process, but you have to be realistic too. So for me, cutting out meat is not realistic. It needs to continue in order for me to have a strong foundation and relationship with my new. So what am I thinking this week is that we need to understand and restore excuse. I don't need to start today because the flavor of the chips is getting in the way. So let's shuffle that goal aside. Just for this moment, I'm going to take an excuse and I'll start tomorrow again and rebuild from there. We do this too much, and it's like taking a jackhammer and putting one hole after another into our cement foundation until some too many holes are built and our foundation gives way and we fall completely apart. Our structure no longer can exist. So we need to stop drilling those holes for ourselves and keep our foundation sturdy. So that's where the 80-20 rule comes in. And I love that concept too. I'm not choosing to eat 80% vegan. What I'm choosing is to learn 80% new recipes, new ideas, new food concepts that include protein-rich foods from other sources other than animal. And that is my focus and my foundation. How can I integrate that for the win without letting go of my chicken and my smokies and my all those things that I still want in my life for hot dog roasts, outings, barbecues? I'm not eliminating something that wouldn't be true to my taste buds. So this week, we're going to look at our foundation. We are going to consider where we must rest, our obsessions over making our actions 100% unflexible. Because at that point, if that's what's happening, we must realign our values again, rebuild that foundation, and restore ourselves back to a new start so we can start taking action into moving again and again in an upward path towards success. So let's get better together. Let's get strong. Let's rebuild our strength from the roots. And let's keep going one moment, one day, and one breath at a time. The key here is action after action. And this week, your action is building that foundation of truth, that foundation that's going to support you as you journey your entire world to 100 years of age. So good job today. Thanks for returning. And I am excited for week 3.